Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. We've been talking about getting our kids ready to go back to school, and before we continue, I want to give you the opportunity to click on that feedback button. If there's any topics that you think might be advantageous to you and your family, we'd love to hear from you, see if there's any topics that might be of value to you and yours, and we certainly would love to be able to hear from you in that area. But today we're talking to parents whose children are transitioning from elementary school to middle school, or even from middle school to high school, because these are very significant passage points. We need to think about how best to be able to work with them. Any thoughts, Bruce?
Well, Cap, you're absolutely right. These transitions can be very frightening to our kids, especially the one from elementary school to middle school. You know, they're going from being the top dogs of their building to the newbies in this new strange one where there's lockers to be opened and a scheduled classes to get to on time, multiple teachers to interact with, assignments and projects that need to be done, a whole different group of students in every class, not to mention the increased peer pressure that's coming their way. It can be a real baptism of fire.
Well, I suppose it can be a lot of change for children who are used to the one room, one teacher days of elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we as parents prep our kids for this?
I think the best thing we can do is just spend some focused time with them one-on-one to help them find out what they might be worried about or concerned about, and then help them develop some strategies for dealing with those fears.
Well, give us some examples.
Well, let's say that your child is a little anxious of whether or not she can open up her locker. No, really, I'm serious. It's one of the biggest fears that kids have. You can't get your locker open, you're going to be late for class, everybody's going to see you fumbling, they're going to laugh at you.
So how do we get them ready for that?
Well, I think we go out and we get them a combination lock, and we teach them how it works, how the left 42, right 16, left 37 goes, and let them make all those fumble mistakes at home.
Well, that sounds easy enough. What other things might they be worried about?
Well, probably the second thing they worry about is friends. You know, who are they going to know at school? I'm not going to know anybody, even though they have former classmates. They recognize now that these relationships are probably going to change. They have homerooms. They have shuffled every new class, and they are probably becoming aware, too, that their Christianity is going to make it a little bit more difficult for them to become popular here.
Well, what kind of things can we do to help them through these struggles?
Well, I think probably the best thing to do is sit them down and just have them make a list of their friends that they mm-hmm. know from elementary school, and just affirm that they're going to be there. But this is a great time for youth groups to interact, too, and to make sure they know all the kids that are going to that school that are in the youth group by name and by face.
Well, I believe prayer is probably important, too, praying for our kids.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff doesn't seem that important to us as adults because we've lived through it.
Yeah, that's a great point, Cap. You know, we've gone to the third floor in a building where there is no third floor, and we've had trouble getting our lockers open. And we need to be ready to share with our kids those stories about our fears and our lack of being smooth and cool at school, so to speak. But, you know, that's going to let them know that we're aware and sensitive of all the changes that are coming into their life, that we want to stay connected, that it's going to be okay. And we can really capitalize on this uncertainty and this transition time in their lives to build a stronger connection between us.
Well, thank you, Bruce. This is great material. Well, if you've missed any of our previous programs, you can always go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and feel free to listen or pick up some of those helpful materials that we've placed out there for you. And of course, once again, we want you to click on that feedback button if there's some topics that you'd like to be able to hear us in upcoming shows for the fall. Bruce, any last thoughts?
Well, you know, Cap, when we taught our kids how to ride a two-wheeler, we provided training wheels for them to get started, and we ran next to them and gave them a steadying hand whenever they needed it. And I want us to think about our child during this transition in the same way. They're wobbling a little bit. They're trying to learn a new balance, how to balance all these new challenges in their life in the middle of high school. And as they begin to get better at it, we can begin to withdraw our hovering, so to speak, and give them a little bit more independence to succeed and help them develop some confidence in their ability to negotiate these changes. So until next time, let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.